I'm Elisa Talmadge with Mission Network News. The United Nations is calling it the worst famine in 20 years. About 12 million people in Ethiopia, Somalia, Kenya, and Djibouti are affected. President of Global Aid Network, or GAIN-USA, says the situation is shocking.
1,200 malnourished children are crossing the border into a refugee camp every day, oftentimes without parents. Some families have walked for over a month searching for food, water, and shelter.
GAIN-USA is helping refugee camps. Funding is desperately needed. You can help beat hunger and share the hope of Christ at a cost of only 10 cents a meal. Help online. Meanwhile, the events of the last few months have changed the air in the Middle East, even in uninvolved nations. Rex Rogers with Sat7, a satellite television service for the Middle East and North Africa, says,
when things happen, even if it didn't happen in a given country like Turkey, which hasn't quite taken place there as it has in other Arab countries, still there's an influence, and you begin to think about old ideas, you think about new alternative structures and ideas.
In Turkey, the words Muslim and Turk are nearly interchangeable, yet people are becoming more and more open to the gospel. Sat7's responding by equipping the church and answering tough questions on TV. Pray for change. And a passion for the unreached deaf around the world is sweeping through the Christian deaf community. International Mission Board reports that a Southern Baptist Conference for the Deaf last week addressed the issue of 100 deaf people groups who've never seen the name of Christ. 75 deaf Christians committed to lead their churches in advocating for an unreached people group, and many are planning mission trips. Pray for them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you would like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Elisa Talmadge.